Well, even though my staff had said they were really hoping for Novak, I have always said that I wanted to run against Betty McCollum. I think that in her candidacy, the voters will have the clearest differentiation between the ends of the far ends of the spectrum, in a sense, between someone who really believes in and is going to go for bigger spending, bigger government in these times of surplus, versus myself, who is saying in times of surplus, this is when we can afford to see government contract and we can give money back to the taxpayers and the families.
Okay, so in a sense, obviously this has been a district that has gone Democrat since 1948. What makes you think that this is the year that a Republican can win?
I think the district has changed politically and economically and demographically, over the last decade or so, in many ways. And demographically, we've got suburbs that are filled in, got a lot of young families, a lot of middle class folks that do have interests that have to do with very basic things like, education and kids and transportation and health and so on. And a lot of that is driven by their concerns about taxes. So I get that. I think you've seen, of course, the Ventura awakening 2 years ago, and he won the district, so there's a real undercurrent of change and a desire for reform. So that's going to be positive, too. And economically, you've got a situation now where people are seeing that through their efforts and through a strong economy, they can have opportunities for better jobs and for savings and so on. That makes it a very different kind of question. So people, I'm hopeful, will stop and think and assess.
In terms of